So giving a gift to the boss, sort of a complicated proposition.
Sticky.
Why?
Because that boss has power and they can make decisions. So the worst case scenario, it can look like you're kissing up, you're playing politics, you're trying to get something from him or her. It can actually hurt your relationship with the boss and with your colleagues. So let me give you my closest example. About a year ago, I was teaching a class and students were all doing presentations. And this one student was doing a presentation on this custom golf club manufacturer. Well, upon talking to the manufacturer and telling him why he was doing it, the manufacturer took it upon himself to make me, Brandon Smith, a custom putter with my name on it and the university's logo on it.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the student presents this to me as part of the presentation. Yeah.
Well, in that context, I mean, you're about to deliver a grade and it's like, oh, look at this nice putter that I gave you.
And how this is relevant for us is typically performance reviews are done around this time of year. And everyone who was in that classroom was watching this, and it was just a very uncomfortable moment for everybody. So it's sitting in my office, and I still to this day have mixed feelings about the thing. It's almost felt too nice. It was too much. That's the point for this. We don't want to give our boss anything that crosses that line from kind of a genuine token of appreciation into something that almost seems too extravagant, too much.
So it follows then that there are some gifts that are okay?
Absolutely, there are gifts that are okay. Gifts that are okay, for example, would be baked goods. Perfectly appropriate. That's always a nice thing, particularly when it's for everybody. Anything else that maybe you make yourself, you know, that might be a nice little token of appreciation, can be a good thing if it doesn't cross that line.
You've mentioned crossing that line a couple of times. Where is that line?
So here's some don'ts that you want to avoid. First one is purchasing a gift that is misaligned with your salary. Maybe your minimum wage or your salary is such that, you know, it's not an extravagant paycheck. Don't go buy an extravagant gift for your boss. It can feel icky to the boss. It can make you look like you're not a good money manager. Good rule of thumb might be keep it to $15 or less. A second good kind of a thing you want to avoid, don't give it publicly. Do it very discreetly. Do it in private and make sure you clearly state your intention while you're doing it.
What about your colleagues? Is it okay to give gifts to colleagues or is it the same sticky situation?
Absolutely okay to give gifts to colleagues. Follow the same rule of thumb that I said, do it in private. Either do it in private or give everybody the same gift. Think back to elementary school when you were getting invited or going to invite someone to a birthday party. Either you invite everybody or you give those invitations out privately.
Brandon Smith offers us the gift of his insight and experience most weeks at this time. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.